This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United States, responding to recent provocations by North Korea, is sending 24 long-range bombers to an American airbase on the western Pacific island of Guam. The deployment occurs at a time of rapidly rising tension. 4 North Korean jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane off the Korean coast last weekend in what U.S. officials now say was a dangerous and hostile act. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jaltum reports.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld first put the 24 B-52 and B-1 bombers on a prepare-to-deploy status more than a month ago in response to rising tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Now he's actually deploying the bombers. Since the alert order was issued, the North Koreans have restarted their nuclear reactor in what could be a preparation to produce material to make nuclear bombs. They conducted a missile test, the first in 3 years. A North Korean fighter plane has crossed into South Korean airspace. And then last weekend, the interception of a U.S. reconnaissance plane by 4 North Korean fighter jets. Pentagon officials say the U.S. aircraft was over international waters watching to see whether North Korea fired any more ballistic missiles. Suddenly, 4 North Korean MiGs came on the scene. A Pentagon official says a videotape of the encounter shows one of the North Korean pilots making a downward signal with his arm as if he's telling the U.S. pilot to land. According to the Pentagon account, one North Korean pilot then directs his radar toward the U.S. aircraft, allowing him to fix the U.S. plane as a potential target. At that point, a defense official says the North Korean pilot could easily have used a heat-seeking missile to take down the U.S. plane. Another defense official says one of the North Korean pilots came so close to the U.S. plane that he could have shot it down with his onboard cannon. Eventually, the North Korean jets broke off, the U.S. aircraft aborted its mission and returned to its base in Japan. The last time anything like this happened was in 1969, when North Korean jets shot down another U.S. reconnaissance plane, killing all 31 crew members. That incident did not lead to war, but the encounter this past weekend came at a time of far greater tension. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld actually ordered the bomber deployment last Friday, one day before the interception incident. The B-52s and B-1s will be based on the island of Guam, where they will be within striking range of North Korea. A Pentagon spokesman would not discuss the bomber movement in particular, but he said U.S. forces are being deployed to the Western Pacific, quote, as a prudent measure to bolster our defensive posture. Whether the long-range bombers will deter more provocative acts or simply inflame the situation is another question. The Pyongyang government is charging that the United States is preparing to go to war against North Korea. U.S. officials deny that, though President Bush said in an interview with reporters earlier this week that a military option for dealing with North Korea is still on the table. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.